11th of November 2021. My name is Anne and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1424. Our topic today is, do you really know how to measure on LinkedIn?
First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are
Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. When tracking your LinkedIn metrics, another important factor to take into account is the number of unique impressions and impressions. You can check the number of impressions for your posts by going to the LinkedIn analytics section of your business page. But instead of thinking of it as the number of views, remember that knowing the number of impressions means you have a good idea of how well your content resonates with your audience. You still need to look at the following two metrics to see if your post resonates with your audience. By tracking which posts get the highest click-through rates, you can determine what content your audience finds interesting or engaging enough to learn more. By tracking which posts get the best engagement rates, you can find out which content is best for your audience and the LinkedIn algorithm. LinkedIn subscriber demographics allow you to dig deeper into the profile of the audience to whom you are engaging to ensure that your content is engaging the right people to you. LinkedIn helps you track when your audience engages with your posts through comments, reactions, and reposts. In other words, the number of times your content has been viewed in their feed by LinkedIn users. Another KPI to monitor is the number of LinkedIn members following your company page. In order to keep yourself constantly track of the performance of your LinkedIn profile and your company page, LinkedIn gives you access to a number of metrics that you can use to track the performance of your LinkedIn marketing. By tracking the right LinkedIn metrics, your team can create content more effectively, allocate resources, and achieve key goals. This includes metrics such as the number of recommendations made to employees associated with your brand page on LinkedIn and the number of comments that LinkedIn members make on employee posts. These metrics show how effective your LinkedIn updates are if your followers find them interesting, and help social media managers see trends and patterns. These metrics will help you understand at a glance how your updates are doing so that you can adjust your LinkedIn content strategy accordingly. If you find it difficult to track LinkedIn metrics from your company page, you can always see all of the metrics you need in one screen using Databox. Your LinkedIn business page provides you with all the important metrics that you need to track so that you can monitor the growth of your personal brand and measure the impact of your business. This is the oldest metric in the book for all platforms but still important for LinkedIn. When posting content on LinkedIn, the best indicators of vanity can be feedback on whether you're hitting the mark when it comes to delivering resources your potential customers are interested in. Reactions like, and celebrate can encourage LinkedIn to show your content to more people, effectively promoting your posts. Your social media team will definitely want to take a deeper look at AgoraPulse analytics for every LinkedIn post. By linking your LinkedIn account to Hootsuite, you can not only schedule posts ahead of time and at optimal times, but also measure how your LinkedIn analytics compares to other social metrics. When you are tracking LinkedIn analytics to determine which posts perform best, you can use Hootsuite to promote them as sponsored content. The content you post on the platform, the ads you serve, and the people who visit your company page are tracked using these metrics. It is important to remember that visitor analytics gives you data about who visited your page, but not content performance metrics. You can track how many clicks a custom button gets on your business page and calculate the click-through rate by dividing it by the number of visitors. In other words, clicks are the only metric that gives you the number of people who actually click on the content you post.
Episode 1424 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Anne Williams. Adios.